MHSAA representation in this year's and past Super Bowls, and the first batch of 123 hockey tournament games is nearly here. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. For a select handful of people, becoming an MHSAA registered official has been a pathway to working some of the world's biggest games. This year's Super Bowl referee, Ron Torbert, has worked two of the last four Super Bowls, and he's a former MHSAA official. Ron's also a graduate of Michigan State University. Like Torbert, Dean Look is an MSU grad. In fact, Look played football at MSU and finished sixth in the 1959 Heisman Trophy voting. He played professional baseball and football before starting a career in stripes. Look has worked three Super Bowls, numbers 13, 15, and 27. And if you've ever seen the famous Joe Montana to Dwight Clark play in the 1981 NFC Championship, you've seen Dean Look. He was in the corner of the end zone as Clark came down with the ball and signaled touchdown on the play that is now known simply as the catch. Look attended Lansing Everett High School before going to MSU. And then there are the Paganelli brothers. From Wyoming Rogers High School, Carl, Perry, and Dean, they have all worked the Super Bowl. Carl and Perry are the first set of brothers to work the same Super Bowl, that coming in 2007. In total, the Paganellis have worked eight different Super Bowls. Remarkably, in 13 of the 59 Super Bowls, one of Torbert, Look, or a Paganelli brother has been on the field. That's nearly a quarter of the time that the game has been played, a former MHSAA official has been on the field as well. If you'd like to get involved officiating games, register online. Just go to MHSAA.com and click on Officials. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Jacob Collins scored 14 points for Grass Lake in a 43-27 win over Michigan Center. The victory keeps Grass Lake undefeated on the season and clinches the Cascade East boys basketball title. The Allen Park competitive cheer team, they outscored rival Gibraltar Carlson to take home the Downriver League crown. And to the Cass City wrestling team, they captured their ninth straight district title by knocking off Bad Axe and Ubley.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
During a high school ice hockey game, a player is assessed a minor penalty for tripping. The penalized team successfully clears the puck during the ensuing power play. A teammate of the penalized player accidentally shoots the puck directly out of play from their defensive zone. Is this a delay of game penalty? If so, does the team go down two players? A delay of game penalty for shooting the puck directly out of play in the defensive zone will only be assessed if the action is deliberate. If it is deemed accidental, no additional penalty is called. In this situation, the referee determines that the puck was shot out of play accidentally. The team does not receive a delay of game penalty and remains at four skaters.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. The MHSAA's ice hockey tournament gets started next week with 30 regional first-round games and then 48 regional semifinals. Once those two rounds are complete, we'll already be down to the final 24 matchups, eight in each of our three divisions. Each regional is seeded based on NPR. That means in Division I, Detroit Catholic Central is the overall top-ranked team. Flint Powers is tops in Division II. And Orchard Lake St. Mary's is the highest ranked in Division III. After next week's games, the regional finals will be played on February 26th, and then the quarterfinals on March 1st. Semifinals and finals are March 6th, 7th, and 8th at USA Hockey Arena in Plymouth, and all nine games from there will be available to watch on the NFHS Network. Stay up to date on all results, schedules, and more by visiting the hockey page at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.